Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. We're in the last half hour of the post-wedding show. I think the three of us are fully recovered already from the Bri Samson nuptials. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, we were one of the first. We were old, so we were one of the first ones to leave. So I'm sure you guys stayed much later and had much more fun than we did.
You know, I haven't even checked the timestamp on that ridiculous photo of Kristen and I. How late was that, honey? 1 o'clock in the morning?
It was not early.
We were up past our bedtime, too.
Yeah, definitely.
It was great. So we've been talking about Tim Michaels probably for too much of the hour and a half we've been at this so far. And what we know is after he won the Republican nomination, he changed his mind about being beholden to people and is now raising money $20,000 at a time, even though he said he wasn't going to do that. We know that he took a vacation for a few days because, you know, when you're supposed to be, leading the ticket, the first thing you should do is leave town. I'm not sure I understand that. But enough about him. We know what he was doing. Let's talk about what Tony Evers was doing since the field was set. And I think there's a marked contrast to, you know, between him and somebody who was complaining about poll numbers. While Tim Michaels was crying foul about the Marquette Law School poll, last week Tony Evers announced an expansion of the state's program that ensures residents who rely on private wells for drinking water have access to clean water. Honey, you worked for the governor. You have been around this issue and know about this issue, ranging from PFAS to what we can do to help these different parts of the state that are impacted. What's your take on this announcement by the governor? What should people take away from it?
So like you said, it's been a really broad conversation from the governor and broad focus because Wisconsin is a land of so much water, not just thinking about the issue of PFAS or lead in water, but this is about protecting the Great Lakes. This is about protecting the Mississippi River. You know, we have communities that really rely on clean water, and that's why it's been such a focus for the governor. In his first year in office, it was the year of clean drinking water. And, you know, this was something that the governor really was looking forward to partnership with Republicans and Democrats in the legislature on. And it's something that, you know, time and time again, you saw Robin Voss and his squad, really stand in the way of progress. Some things have gotten done. I'd say it's not at the pace that that folks would want to see. This is, again, something that impacts a lot of people. It impacts our farmers. It is an issue of great importance across the state. So it's something that has been very important to the governor personally as someone who's a, you know, former science teacher and someone who just, you know, appreciates our waters in Wisconsin and believes that everyone deserves to have clean drinking water, which, you know, shouldn't be a controversial position to take and to stake out that everyone deserves access to clean drinking water. You know, yet here we are. So I think it's very important that the governor has continued to make this a focus throughout the state. I think that's going to be the kind of leadership people will continue to see from the governor, is that we have areas where we can make opportunity and make this a better, healthier state for the people of Wisconsin. And that's really what Tony Evers is focused on.
It's such a great point about the obstruction by Speaker Voss and Republicans in the legislature. And I think this issue, this announcement by the governor last week, really illustrates how much the governor can do despite all of that obstruction and opposition. You know, so basically, this was a state-based program that allowed people to repair or replace wells if they were contaminated, by various things. And it's a government program, so there's different rules and standards and things. The governor didn't need to go to the legislature for this because of the American Rescue Plan, passed by Congress only with Democratic votes, another essential piece of legislation that every Republican in Congress voted against. Joe Biden signed it into law, and it gave the governor access to resources that are being used to bolster this well program. And so some of the moves here, and I'm just going to run through a few of them, there were these rules that limited the program to wells that served livestock. Now these dollars can go towards wells that serve livestock or are a drinking water supply, right? The rules about different, contaminants like arsenic and what the contamination level had to be before you could access this state program. The governor lowered those thresholds for things like arsenic to make sure that they were in line with federal guidelines. It sounds like Wisconsin had a higher threshold. This now brings the state of Wisconsin's drinking water standards through private wells to align with the federal government's. And third, expanding it not just to, private residences, but some churches, rural restaurants, other small businesses around the state are served by privately owned wells. So what these dollars are able to do is ensure that more people in more communities who have been impacted by anything from these forever chemicals to other contaminants that have gotten into the water table or into wells are able to repair those wells, replace those wells. The state anticipates that more than 1,000 wells can be updated with this program, with this expansion of the existing program. And that's because of the American Rescue Plan and because of Governor Tony Evers, who, Melissa mentioned it was the year of clean drinking water. Was that 2021 or 2020?
That was 2019. That was really an important priority issue for the governor, and it's remained one for him, frankly. I would say it is a great opportunity to make these investments. This is something that is happening at the local level too. In another hat I wear, I serve on the village board where we live in Shorewood, and local communities are already starting to see this money, and this is a big opportunity to replace lead laterals, to make progress in terms of having better infrastructure for clean water. This is like Joe said, this is coming in to churches, to restaurants, to daycares, like home daycares too, so something that impacts people really across the board.
Well, and you have to wonder, especially in our rural communities and northern Wisconsin, and they've been dealing with well contamination for a very long time. This isn't something that just popped up under the Evers administration and that no other administration has taken on. And you have to think that is going to have some direct impact when they go to cast their ballots about who's actually done this, who's actually tried to bring broadband and clean water and get our water lines cleaned up. Isn't that going to cut through?
You would think it would be that, right? I mean, there shouldn't be anything inherently political about turning on the tap in your home and knowing whether or not you can trust that the water is safe for you and your kids to drink, right? But there is, and way too often, the way that the media works, we sort of forget that there's a role for government to play. And yes, some of that is about public safety. Some of that is about enforcing the rule of law. Also, it's about making sure that what comes out of the tap doesn't kill us or make our kids sick. And so, Republicans love to talk a big game and get a lot of mileage out of, we're going to cut regulation and get rid of the red tape. Regulations are really important. They save people's lives every single day through things like making sure that water is safe to drink. And so, frankly, that's one of the reasons this network and the growth across the state getting into more people's ears and reminding them that this is what government is about. And Republicans can howl at the moon all they want, but people need to understand that it is a Democrat named Tony Evers who is fighting to make sure that the water in this state remains safe. One of the other things that he's doing, honey, that I know you're familiar with, is the governor and the attorney general have sued several manufacturers for contaminating with these forever chemicals or PFAS. I can never remember what PFAS actually stands for, but it's used in firefighting foam, and all of these communities around the state from Wausau to Eau Claire have been impacted by these chemicals getting into the water supply at varying levels. There's a big fight, there has been a big fight historically with the DNR. Wonder if you want to offer any context or perspective on Evers and Call taking those big manufacturers to court, honey, to try and make sure that taxpayers aren't on the hook for their spills and their mess that are impacting water supplies.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's But what it really comes down to is that Governor Evers is not afraid to do the right thing for Wisconsinites. It can be really hard to go after big corporations, especially ones that have, you know, ties in Wisconsin and, you know, that do other things really well that are important. But it is, it's the right thing to do to go after the folks who are polluting. And, you know, in some cases with PFAS, there have been companies, you know, who have known exactly how much pollution and how much damage they were doing and, you know, did it anyway. So I think it's important that there's accountability. And I want to go back to something you said about the regulation, kind of back to that, is regulation is incredibly important, but it's also important to have the right kinds of regulation, because you don't want to have, you know, unnecessarily prohibitive requirements for a granting process. You know, that's one of the issues that came up with this change. And so you've got people like, you know, like State Representative Katrina Shanklin, who is in Stevens Point, who has been an absolute champion for clean water and water quality issues in Wisconsin. As she's been in the legislature, I know she has been a critical partner to the governor in getting this done. But, you know, we've had people like Katrina out there talking about this for years and years, trying to get some changes to happen. And it really shows that, you know, that leadership matters and who's in the executive branch matters when it comes to making some of these changes to get things done.
That's right. I can't say it any better. We have got just a couple of minutes left here before we lose my better half, who drew the short straw and has to run one of the kiddos to work. Any last thoughts on the wedding, on the weekend that was? Any words of advice for Michael and Kristen? We didn't really do that.
Yeah. You know, it seems like they're doing the right things so far. And I would guess, you know, what I would say, to your point earlier, you know, marry your best friend, always have fun with your partner. There'll be times that are tough and times that are not. But having that person with you, through all of the ups and downs, you know, makes it all better.
That's well said. I have a slightly different tack. I feel like maybe we could have told them before Saturday evening that it's probably not the best idea to put a photo of your significant other, your spouse, hungover the morning after your wedding, lying in bed, out on the line for the world to see. Because Kristen shared a remarkable photo of Michael from Sunday morning to the world. And wow, what a sport, what a trooper. He clearly had a good time. And who wouldn't? He got to marry the love of his life. Those of us who are lucky enough to have gotten to marry the loves of our lives, we know what that's like. But I'm certainly glad that my bedhead the morning after our wedding was put out there online for all to see. But hey, that's Kristen. I think he knew what he was getting himself
into. Mine either.
I thought you were going to admit that it was you and that you had done it to your beautiful bride.
I would never. I would never. She knows I would never. Maybe that's why she married me.
One of the many reasons why, I'm sure.
There can't be that many.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, sweetie. I know you got to run. Thank you, Jane. If we do have any calls, now's the time. We're running out of minutes in this show. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. If you leave me to my own devices, I'm just going to use our last segment to talk about America. And yeah, maybe you do want that. Maybe vote with your phones by not dialing them if that's what you want. Otherwise, we can talk about anything we've touched on today, from Tim Michaels, the gaffe machine, or should I call him Tim No Exceptions for Rape or Incest Michaels.
That's, I think that will come through.
That's probably a good middle name for him. But we've got one more segment before we go. It's almost quitting time. Thanks for sticking with us this far. This is Joe Zepecki sitting in for Kristen Bry. Sorry we don't have Melissa for the last segment. She makes it a better show. Thanks, and catch you on the other side.